I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals, and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline. Today, we are revisiting an episode that we recorded over the summer, How to Get Out of a Slump.
A slump?
A slump, a slump, a slump. Today, Anne Catherine and I are both quite sick. And
I would say I'm not sick as much as I lost my voice due to a karaoke incident last night.
Okay, well, while I am sick, Anne Catherine went out to karaoke last night, and for those two different reasons, we both feel like we don't really have voices right now.
I will say I am coming off of being sick. I had to record a few things the other day for ads, and I have to go re-record them when I'm not sick because it was like, I thought in the moment I was okay, but I just re-listened to them, and it's not okay, I'd say.
Well, you know, you live and you learn. You just do your best. So we're revisiting this episode, which honestly, I think is super interesting because right now, I don't feel like I'm in a slump in my life, but I remember this phase of the summer.
Oh, like, we were slumping.
So clearly, I was just, like, slumping so hard. I was feeling just, like, so unmotivated and, like, resistance to, like, everything in my life, really. And so this is, like, really interesting to listen back to what I was feeling at that time and, like, my perspectives and my advice going forward from a point of actually dealing with that in the moment.
So I do love revisits because if we record an episode and then post it, I'm not gonna go re-listen to it right then and there. So when we revisit an episode, I'm like, oh, I'll listen to it.
Yeah.
And then you get to listen to it like it's not even myself saying these things. Like, yeah, it's just a normal podcast that I'm just consuming, not actually saying on the other end. So I really like revisits, and I hope you guys do too. Even if you already listened to this, I know that re-listening or revisiting these revisits, you get so much more out of them.
Yeah, everything that we say, like, is relevant in that moment for us, but it stays relevant for us and also for you guys whenever you need it. And also understanding with long form content, like, you don't digest everything. So even when you have listened to something once, like, it's like reading a book and then going back and reading it again later and kind of knowing what to look for a little bit. It
can help
you, like, absorb more.
By the way, that book I've been reading since, like, the summer.
Did you finish it?
No, I'm on page 70 out of like 350.
Oh, so well, that's even progress for
it.
Sure.
Yeah, I've upped like 4 pages since the last time we spoke about it.
Anyways, we hope you guys enjoy this episode. Go follow the podcast at Girls With Goals Pod on Instagram and TikTok. You can follow our personals at Caroline Kanine.
At and Catherine Kanine, Instagram and TikTok. They're also linked below, so if you want to just do a little clicky click,
make sure you go. Make sure you're following Girls With Goals wherever you listen on Spotify and Apple, and we will now get into the episode. And today I want to talk about getting out of a slump.
A slump.
Because I'd be slumping. I really do. How to kind of deal with less motivated periods, feeling like you're in a slump, and ultimately how to get through them and get out of them, but also just like how to deal with them with less guilt in the moment and how to move through them, because I think that sometimes that can be the most important part to ultimately getting past it, is finding the acceptance and like positive pieces of it in the moment.
Or just like vibing with it.
Yeah, exactly.
To be honest, just like vibe with it.
Exactly. So we want to talk about kind of like why, I don't know, like are you feeling the same way at all, or is it just me?
What, just like being tired and like...
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Just really like for the past few weeks, just feel like I like can't get myself to really do anything all that much. My like, I'm sleeping horribly. I feel so badly. I'm like lacking motivation. I'm like a little bit overwhelmed with just like so many different areas of life. And I just ultimately am feeling like dragged down a little bit.
I mean, yeah, I like, as we said in the last episode, but like I haven't had the energy to like actually work out or wake up at the like normal hour would I, and I wake up like violently early because I have to like do everything in the morning before I like leave the house, right? So I typically wake up super early, and I just physically can't do that recently, so that's been like out the window. I don't know, I just like can't get on top of being exhausted or like feeling like I'm behind on stuff or like get organized. But
yeah, and I think maybe a lot of you guys are feeling the same way. I know I kind of shared how I was feeling on my Instagram story the other day, and so I opened up a question box just saying, like, tell me what's on your mind, what are you guys vibing with, or, like, how are you feeling? And so many people, I think, are feeling similarly, and maybe it's, like, an end of summer kind of thing, you know? We've been in the same, like, summer for a while where it's very loose and maybe no routine, or maybe you're kind of getting to the end of the summer and it, like, didn't go exactly how you planned, or you feel like you didn't take advantage of it, or you're just kind of a little bit anxious about whatever the next chapter is. I know a lot of people were saying they're like starting college for the first time or moving to a new school or starting a new job. So I think it's like maybe not just us, and a lot of people are kind of feeling the same way right now. And Catherine also just said it's like what, a super moon or something.
Oh yeah, I did just see, I saw TikTok, it's like a super moon. So I feel like, I mean, I'm not into, I don't know anything about astrology, but like the moon, super moon, it's like extremes, so that might be a thing. If you do know anything about astrology, like fact check that please. But
extreme, so like, is
okay, so this one we're
like
talking
tell
about,
me more about like what you don't know. But
so the tide has been obviously with the moon, is like the moon controls the tide, so the tides when it's a full moon or like a super moon in this case are violently high and violently low, like okay. Super extreme. So like maybe your mood is the same.
Like it's up and down too. We do have an episode from back in Singapore called like dealing with extreme highs and lows of life, because I think that was a time period as well where we felt like for both of us everything was either high or either
that
really
was
high
like
or really
very,
low, and it was super fluctuating.
I think that talks more about like macro, like long-term phases, whereas mm-hmm. this kind of feels like a little short-term
yeah.
phase. Like it's not super like, I don't want to say impactful, but like along those lines.
Yeah. I think for me, like, I'm trying to figure it out because I feel like for a long time now I've been, like, up and down with my mood, with, like, productivity, with health and fitness, like, with so many different things. I feel like everything has just been coming in waves, like, up and down for so long. And I've been really focused on, like, trying to find consistency and have more of that. But I think thinking about it more, a huge thing is just, like, not having so much routine and structure in my life for so long. Like, we are going back to school to Northeastern in September. But literally, I haven't been to school and in classes since last fall, since last semester we both did internships in Singapore. And when we were there, it was mostly hybrid online. There was not much of a schedule or routine. So, like, literally since, like, before I went home for last Christmas.
9 months of...
I haven't had any sort of, like, routine or structure.
Well, I mean, naturally, like, make a routine and make a structure for yourself.
Exactly. But I think it's, like, been a lot harder with not having those, like, set things, or I think that my routine has just been changing a lot and there hasn't been too much consistency in it. Like, there's always consistency in some of the things that I do, but I just think my life has been very I think my life has been very unstructured for a while, and I think that I'm starting to, like, feel very burnt out by it, and it's become, like, kind of monotonous. So I think that that is, like, definitely a huge trigger for me as
well. Like, summer into fall, it's a phase shift for everyone, and so, like, everyone is kind of on the same wavelength, though, yeah, I feel like.
Exactly. So, but personally for me, it's coming in the sense of, like, I am struggling to be on, like, a consistent sleep schedule. I'm, like, I'm feeling so unproductive. Like, I can't get myself to do, like, any task. Like, everything feels so daunting to me for some reason that, like, things just kind of pile up, and then it, like, becomes even more overwhelming and worse. And so I've become, like, very avoidant to things, which is, like, never like me, and I don't like, but I feel like I just, like, have started avoiding things to try to, like, not stress about them, but then things pile up, and so then ultimately, like, hits a block where I'm like, shit, stress. Okay.
And if you guys, by the way, if you're, like, hearing Stanley's collar shake, it's Stanley's collar shake. He's walking around.
It's Stanley's collar shaking. And with fitness, I'm like, I've been consistent, but I've been on, like, no sort of routine. Like, I'll pretty much stick to my workout schedule, but, like, some nights I'm in the gym, like, late because I just, like, haven't been able to get myself to do it earlier in the day like I usually like to. So just struggling a little bit over here. But there's also things that are, like, good at the same time, which we'll kind of talk about how, like, there can be positives in times like these. Hi, got my hair done in Boston a few days ago, and so it was really nice to, like, have a day in Boston, sit in the salon, get my hair done, which honestly always sounds almost better than it is. Like, it's super exciting in the beginning. You feel great walking out of there, but my hair takes, like, 5 hours. So it does, like, on that fourth and fifth hour when you're just sitting in the chair, then you're like, what is going on here? I'm so exhausted. I've just been sitting for a while. But it's always nice, like, going into a hair appointment and leaving a hair appointment. You feel really good. So that was fun. And just, like, being in Boston for a day, I'm just so excited to go and live there. Like, I feel like I've talked about it a lot, but I'm excited for that change of scenery and change of pace of my life. So getting a taste of that was nice.
Hi was, for me, starting, like, a new project that you guys will, like, know about soon, probably. But I've been spending so much energy on that, which is good to, like, have to learn all the ins and outs of something new. But I like it. It's fun. So I don't know. That's what I've been spending a lot of energy on this past couple of days, this past week. Kind of amped up a little bit. And then low of the week, I feel like it would just be, like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
As I, like, honestly, like, every week is I'm tired, but.
My low is that it's actually a lot better now, thank God, but I've been, like, covered in hives. Like, I was sick and tired in the beginning of the week, and then all of a sudden, the day that I was in Boston, I just, like, look at my arms, and I'm, like, covered in hives. And then the next day, it got really bad, too, and I feel like it was, like, getting all over my face. It was, like, on the palms of my hands. They were so itchy, and so my hands are really dry now.
I think it was, like, offset. Costa Rica, everyone had a rash. Did I say that in the last episode? I might have. But, like, everyone had a rash, and so, like...
Yeah, so I think maybe it was, like, offset, like, hitting me from Costa Rica, but it's been so long. I don't know why it would have, like, taken so long to, like, develop on me, but I had hives for a couple days. But I've been taking my, like, Benadryl allergy meds, and I think we're going to be cleared up in a couple days, so I think I'll be okay with that. But it was awful for a couple days because I already couldn't sleep, and now all of a sudden my, like, hands are itchy, and it was bad. But life moves on. The hives are going away.
Goal?
I feel like this week has, like, a lot of different things coming at it, because on one hand, like, I really want to organize my life a bit and feel more productive and organized, and then at the same time I want it to be fun because we have a fun event that we're going to on Thursday because it's our birthday this week, and so I think our friend's gonna come to the beach here and, like, have a nice day. So, like, just, like, a balanced week mix of fun and just feeling like when I'm on work mode and productive mode, like, I'm actually doing that, and then when I'm off, I'm actually enjoying my time and not being stuck in, like, an in-between where I'm not doing anything.
And just accepting that the next couple weeks is, like, school energy. And by that I mean, like, nonstop, a lot, all the time. But I feel like that's just going to start now. So getting on board with school. That, yeah.
I am excited to, like, get the final things for our apartment and stuff, though. I got to order
a bed. Do we need anything else?
Well, we have to order beds. And then we have our couch, and now we have everything table, from last year. And we have some chairs. I want to make sure I have, like, really nice, like, looking kitchen stuff, especially for, like, filming recipes and things. Like, those little things I want to kind of, like, tie together, which is exciting. But yeah. All right, how to move past a slump, an unmotivated period, or honestly, how to just kind of move through it as you are now. And I think that that's important to acknowledge, that maybe it's just moving through it. Maybe it's not fixing it right now. Maybe it's not, like, you have to fix yourself, you have to fix things. Maybe it's just, like, how do I acknowledge this and work with it and move through it? So I think the first step is acknowledging it, acknowledging that maybe you don't feel like you have the motivation that you once did or that you want to have. Maybe you're not doing all of the things that you usually want to do. Just acknowledge it and then accept it. Because the last thing that you need to feel is, like, any sort of guilt towards how you're living or what you're doing, because that's just a negative feeling that's not going to help you move forward. Honestly, like, I hate the feeling of guilt ever, and that's my goal in life, is to just, like, never feel guilty about anything. Like, I don't ever want to regret things. I don't ever want to feel guilty for, like, a way that I'm living or something that I didn't do or something that I did, because it just drags you down. Like, all you can do is change what you do now, how you react, but, like, you don't have to feel guilty about anything. So acknowledge how you're feeling and how you're living and accept it and drop any sort of stress or guilt around it. Because at the same time, if you're feeling a little bit burnt out right now, maybe your life has slowed down a little bit, that could be something to enjoy a little
bit.
Right,
like, I'm kind of eating it up.
You know? Like, that could be something to enjoy, but you're not going to enjoy it if you're having this extra rest or you're having this slowed down period, but you're just, like, filling it with guilt, you know? Because those periods might not come that often in your life, and so I think a lot better to accept it and kind of be present with it and actually, like, find some enjoyment and good pieces out of it than to just, like, fill it with guilt, because then that's just, like, a waste of the load.
Waste of your time.
It's just a waste of your time.
But
we've
talked about, like, the feeling of guilt before and the feeling of, like, it's stupid. Because you can't change anything, so why would you, like, really... It's kind of the same thing about, like, if something, like, some unknown is happening or coming, and you spend all your time stressing about the outcome or, like, stressing yourself out about, oh my god, the worst case scenario type of vibe. Why would you do that? Because then you spend all your time stressing out about it, and then when it actually happens, it'll either be the worst case scenario, in which case you'll have to relive it twice, or it won't be.
So true.
And then you just did all that for nothing. So, like, I don't know. It's kind of pointless. It has its moments, for sure. Like, we talked about in a few episodes. I feel like we've talked about this before. But stress and, like, a little bit of being overwhelmed can be, like, helpful in getting a bunch of stuff done, right? Sometimes it serves its purpose, but not when it's extreme and not when it's all the time. So, like, if you don't want to feel those guilty or kind of negative feelings, don't. And it's way simpler than it, like... you know, to just say don't feel guilty, but, like, don't feel guilty. Like, to some extent, you can just choose to take away that pressure, take away those feelings.
Yeah, and if you can release that guilt, then you free that space to actually maybe just enjoy this, like, natural dip and honestly give priority to something else in your life that you may have been lacking or neglecting, because when you're maybe pulling back from something else because of the way that you're feeling, whether that is, like, school or work or fitness or, like, whatever it is that you feel like you're kind of pulling back from because you're in this slump, if you can release the guilt from it and any negative feelings around it, then you can actually really take it as an opportunity to prioritize other things in life, like rest for yourself, like self-care, like spending time with family and friends or social life or fun. Like, those are all a lot of things that, like, you can shift your focus towards a little bit more during this time to actually, like, make it a really positive thing and make it a time to just prioritize and experience something else for a minute. Like, I know personally I've, like, felt so stepped back a little bit from, like, work and a little bit from fitness, not too much, but, like, I feel like I've tapped in a lot more to, like, a social life and family and, like, people a little bit more, you know? And so that honestly has been a really positive thing for me, as well as tapping in a little bit more to, like, my own self-care and creativity and connecting with myself in a way.
Yeah, I feel like it goes back to a concept I talk about a lot is, like, ratios. Mm-hmm. Like, the ratio of your life, you can fill it with, you can fill it with everything. It's a whole concept of, like, yes, you can do everything. Like, yes, you can do everything. You just maybe can't do it all at 100% all the time. Like, it fits in that ratio. So, like, a certain period of time, it may be hyper-focused or, like, more skewed towards yourself and your work and blah, blah, blah. And then other times, it may be more focused towards social life and, like, self-care, your life, that kind of end of it. And it kind of goes back and forth, and all the parts kind of adjust to what needs more energy or more effort at the time, and it goes back and forth throughout your life, and the whole ratio will shift as you just move through it. But, like, understanding that and understanding that, like, maybe you can't do everything to 100% at every single second of every single day. But thinking long-term, when you think about those ratios, like, even them out at the end of a year, and you did do them all to 100%, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be, like, the overbearing, overwhelming stress of everything all at once. Take what you need at the moment.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio and, like, matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
When you have big goals and a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, and their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
Yeah, I think balance can either look like balancing everything that you care about and value in your life all at once. But it can also look like being okay with different aspects taking higher priority at different times and other ones stepping back at different times, because at the end of the day, in the long term of your life, those things are going to balance out. So it can be that micro level balance of, like, day to day, I'm really good at balancing work with fun, with health, with social life. And it can also be different periods of my life took priority for fitness, took priority for a social life, took priority for rest and work, you know? Like, it can also be that kind of macro level. And so that's something that can maybe make you feel a lot better about times when you feel like you're in a slump in one area of your life. It's like, hey, this can be what balance looks like. This can be like a positive thing. This can be even like a productive thing for my life to be able to give my focus to these other areas right now, because I'm creating space when I step back from this other thing. Even though I didn't like maybe choose to step back from it and I just kind of got burnt out, it can still be a positive thing, and you can look at that balance in the macro level instead of just seeing what you're lacking in this moment on that like micro level of balance.
Right, like what if it's not a slump? What if you're not in a slump? What if you're just in a phase of rest? Or what if your life just calls for different needs at the moment? Like,
yeah,
why do we have to negatively label it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so that's why I think this episode is a lot less about like, here's how you're going to grind right now to get out of this, but more so like, here's how you're going to shift your perspective around what you're feeling right now. And here's how you're going to be able to move through it better and ultimately come out like with more balance and also with more momentum to like pick it back up and be more successful when those things do come back in your life. So I think acknowledging it, accepting it, and then recognizing that you are in complete control to make the changes when you're ready to make the changes. You're in complete control to take the control back when you're ready to take the control back, but it doesn't have to be right now.
Like, you don't have to.
Yeah. But train your brain and train your thoughts to know, like, hey, I'm not out of control because I'm not able to like get myself to work out that much right now, or I'm not able to get myself on a consistent routine of this right now. Like, I have the ultimate control, and when I feel like I'm ready to take that back, I can and I will. But I don't need to force it right now if it just doesn't feel like it's gonna happen. Because if you try to force it and then you're inconsistent with it, then you're kind of showing yourself like, oh, I can't actually do it. And then you're going to be in this up and down and up and down.
It's almost like being confident enough in yourself that like you accept a phase of rest or a slump, if you will. Accepting that and being confident enough in the fact that you're good when you come out of it. Like, you're going to be good when you come out of it, and like you're good now. You have to stay confident, same levels throughout the whole thing, right? Because that's how you're going to like keep going, and that's how you're going to embrace the rest that you clearly need at the moment.
I'm trying to think of like what other things like you may be able to prioritize that you wouldn't before. I think things like, I don't know, obviously like self-care, like some self-care habits that you don't always do. Get some like nice, like, I don't know, skincare, like body care, like shower care, whatever kind of things, and like doing more of that, or like journaling and reading, or just like trying to spend more time outside, or honestly like watching a TV show. Like, maybe you haven't like binge watched a TV show in a while, and like that's really what you need right now. Like, that can be it. Or reading, or spending time with family and friends and like really prioritizing that at this time. Or like just doing more by yourself. Maybe you're gonna like take yourself to some new lunch spots and things like that, right? There's a lot of like little things that you probably neglect day to day, or that you just like have kind of let go and haven't done in a while, that you can bring back. And maybe it's like you're gonna do a lot of online shopping, you want to revamp your wardrobe. Like, honestly, like that's productive and that's so fun. Like, that's always what I want to do. And those things can like be productive and good things too. So,
but also, I hate the word productive.
Yeah.
People will post on social media and be like, rest is productive too. Like, yeah, it is. Absolutely. Like, I wholeheartedly will back you up on this statement. But like, why do you have to think about it being productive in order to accept the fact that you're resting? Why is being social is productive? Yeah, it is. Like, I wholeheartedly agree. No complaints there. But why do you have to justify it being productive in order for you to be like, okay, I am going to be social?
I guess, like, to me, like, productive is like, it like benefits me in a way. Maybe, yeah, not, no, absolutely. You know, I think of it the same way.
Sometimes it's like almost becomes negative when you have to justify everything as being productive.
Right.
In order to, oh, the watching this TV show is productive.
Yeah. Because maybe, or it's not, but you can still do it, you know?
No, I mean, like,
It is.
But I don't disagree with the statement, or like, but it's the need to justify that I'm like irritated with. You know what I mean?
Understandable. another thing that can be really helpful is obviously talking about what you're feeling and, like, getting it out of your head a bit. So talking to a friend or a family member or someone. Or also, even if you, like, feel like you really don't have someone to talk about, then, like, journaling about it and writing it down and really getting your thoughts out and getting things out of your head in any situation is really helpful, but especially when you're feeling kind of down about something. But as much as you can talk to someone, that's great. You can also always, like, send us a message. We try our best to get back to people, but if you just, like, want to put something out there and get it out there, at Girls With Goals Pod on Instagram, you guys know where to find us. And then, I guess, to take a little bit more action, because obviously it's like you want to be okay with this period that you're at right now, but ultimately you do want to move forward from it. So identify what you're actually slacking on and what you feel like you're actually in a slump about, and, like, figure out what that actually is and then what doing it or doing it differently would look like, you know? Just, like, talking about it and talking about how you're feeling, like, get what the thing is out of your head as well, and start making, it doesn't even have to be a game plan, but just, like, identify what that thing is. Like, if it's with, like, school, like, get that on paper, and it's like, what are the actual things, like, what are the actual classes and things that are overwhelming me, what do I need to do to feel better about this? If it's fitness, it's like, okay, why am I feeling this way? What could the routine look like? Like, start making a little bit of a blueprint without the pressure to even put it in place right away or for it to be perfect, but just getting the thoughts out on the table of, like, what do I actually feel like I'm slumping on right now? And what would it look like if I wasn't? You know, what would it look like if I was actually doing those things?
Like, right now for me, I don't have time or energy to do, like, hardcore workouts or put a lot of effort into fitness right now. So it ends up being, like, quick short workouts, or, like, I'll go for a walk, or I won't do anything at all, and I'm fine with that, right? But that doesn't mean I'm doing absolutely nothing in my day. Like, I'm still out of the house for the entire day. I'm still, like, getting all my work done because, like, I have to. So I'm still doing the stuff I have to do.
Do one good thing for yourself when you wake up in the morning. And that can be something different every day, but I think starting your day with, like, one simple thing that is good for yourself just, like, really gets you on a more positive note for the rest of the day.
Make your bed.
Okay, make your bed.
Make your bed.
Make your bed. If you're like me and, like, that's just, like, not the easiest one for you to do, drink a big glass of water, take some greens, take a shower.
Oh, I need greens.
I know, I need greens, too. I really do need greens, like, today. Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Like an IV.
An IV of greens right now. That'd be nice. People do, like, IV therapy. I just could never. I'm too afraid of needles. But if the greens could just be, like, funneled into me, that would be all right as well. What else could you do? You could put on a podcast.
You could wake up an hour earlier if that's, like, something that's in your wheelhouse. Wake up an hour earlier so that you can have buffer time or, like, have time.
You could even make yourself your favorite, like, morning drink. Like, elevate your coffee. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Make a good matcha.
What? Seltzer, apple cider vinegar, aloe water, juice.
Okay.
Far too good. It is too...
And Kevin likes apple cider vinegar.
I love apple cider vinegar. I think it's a little bit hard of a taste. Don't drink it if you don't like it. Like, you're not, it's not some, like, magical.
I do think a good drink, though, is, like, a good way to start the day. Because it's always nice to, like, wake up and, like, consume something. So, like,
I said that to you, like, 2 days ago, right? I said, I love consumption.
Like to be consuming things that you like to be consuming.
I love consumption. And not in the fact of, like, capitalism, like, pushing products on you, like, no, I like what I like, and the things that I like, I love to consume. Media. I don't watch TV, I don't really watch movies, like, don't like them. Love a good, like, TikTok sometimes. Love a good, like, book, maybe, no. Actually, like, I'm not the biggest reader, like, I don't, like, I like reading when I read, but I don't, like, seek out time to read, if that makes sense. I probably should. But, consumption. I love drinking, like, drinks like seltzer. I love a seltzer. Anything that's, like, fun. I love a seltzer. I love, like, kombucha. My apple cider. I love kombucha. Oh, my goodness.
Hard kombucha, even.
to each their own. And then, what was it? This came about from, like, we were in the airport. And I was, like, I was just looking at the packaging, like, marketing. Like, sometimes marketing slays. Like, sometimes marketing...
It makes you want to consume.
It makes you want to consume because you just, like, feel... And there's no problem about it. I'm not, like, fuck, I'm, like, eating this. I'm, like, no, I'm, like, loving every second of it. Or consumption in the sense of, like, I will never say no to, like, going to a coffee shop, getting a coffee, getting, like, a little croissant or something. Consumption. Like, I eat that up. I love to love it. And there's no harm. Like, it's so beneficial. Like, I love to love
it. And it makes you feel good. And it, like, makes you feel like you're doing something good for yourself. Right. Even if it is, like, a little pastry and a coffee.
Like, I don't spend a bunch of money, like, haphazardly. I will never say no to, like, spending $5 on coffee. Because, side note, like, if this is finances, that's not breaking the bank for you. If you, like, are stable, you're not... That's... The $5 coffee is not gonna, like... put you well over your means, right?
If it, like, makes you feel really good and it's, like, it's a special little thing.
Right. But, like, consume. I love consumption. Well, I could talk about that for hours.
Should we make a whole episode on, like, consumption?
No, we will, for
and, like,
sure.
Marketing. It's consumption. I would love an episode on marketing as, like, a marketing
this
major.
This is what we talk about all the time. But... It's, like, consumption of media, consumption of, like, who you're surrounding yourself with. You can pick and choose. Yeah. Right? Like, there's so much abundance of, like, what you are what's available for you to consume that it's, like, almost overwhelming. But if you do filter out what you like and what you don't like, and you're consuming the stuff that you like, incredible.
Yeah. And so that could be, like, your one thing. I just think it's important, like, start your day with one good thing. Even if it's super simple, it just creates the momentum for you to feel like you're prioritizing yourself, feel like you're doing good things for yourself, and also just, like, to feel good instantly right in that moment. Like, yeah,
it's just better. If you listen on Spotify, we do a little poll at the end of our episodes, and I feel like that should be our poll for the day,
or, like, a question, like, what's your one favorite thing in the morning that makes you feel good. Yeah. And then going off of the, like, consumption and mental consumption as well, I saw something that said maintain a positive mental diet, meaning, like, your diet's more than what you eat. It can be, like, what you consume mentally, too, I guess, if we're looking at, like, a broad realm of, like, diet or what that could mean. But if you're feeling down, don't push that with media and consumption of things that, like, keep knocking you down and pushing you down. Try to fill your mental space with things that bring you up, even if that is scrolling TikTok and having a laugh. Like, I had the best TikTok laughing session yesterday, and it felt like the best thing ever for me. But it could also be, like, putting on a podcast that teaches you something or makes you feel good or motivates you. Like, hey, you're listening to this right now, so you're doing something great. It could be, like, switching off, like, not listening to the news if it starts to, like, feel little bit negative.
Can't stand the
disgust.
News. Like, stay informed, know what you need to know what's going on.
But unfortunately, it can be very drag you down. And so if that is,
I don't,
like,
care what it's about, but, like, it's never good things.
No.
And it makes you feel so, like, why do you start that? Sorry, I get so upset with my parents do this. Why are you starting your day with, like, the absolute worst possible thing? I'm not saying don't acknowledge that, like, the bad stuff is going on all the time, because that's heinous and, like, different conversation. Acknowledge it, know what's going on, stay informed, do your part. You don't have to, like, subject yourself to that negativity first thing in the morning constantly all the time, because then you're going throughout your day being like, oh my god, all you're thinking about is negative. At least for me, like, if the news is on when I wake up in the morning, or, like, something like that, I go through the rest of the day and I'm just, like, nauseated.
Yeah. So maintain that positive mental diet with the things that you allow, like, to consume your mind. So TV, music, podcast, social media, whatever it is. It doesn't mean no social media at all. It means, like, social media that actually brings you joy, right, and value. It doesn't mean no TV or news at all. It means, like, just be aware of, like, what's bringing you up and what is, like, pushing you down. And trying to filter those things out a bit more, because that mental state is going to affect you so much. Another step, move your body every day. Even if it is a workout slump that you're in, don't tell yourself that you have to do, like, your absolute hardest core workout routine from now until forever. Get yourself doing something small and moving every day, even if it's just stretching or getting outside.
Take your dog for a walk, like.
That changes everything.
Change rooms.
That changes your mental state.
Walk to the living room. Switch up your location.
Literally, do something. And then whatever the task is that is feeling really daunting, try to make it less daunting. If you're struggling to like get through a workload, instead of saying the second that I start, I have to get through this whole workload, because then you're never going to do it and you're going to keep avoiding it. That's what I like to do. Take just one little task that you know you can do and do that. If it's fitness, say I'm going to go to the gym, or I'm going to work out, or I'm going to run, or I'm going to do something for 10 minutes, for 20 minutes, whatever it is. Likely you're going to be 20 minutes into it and you're going to want to keep doing it because you're actually going to enjoy it. But tell yourself that if I can do 20 minutes, I feel successful with this and that's enough. Take the tasks that are kind of debilitating right now and break them down and make them feel less daunting so that you can actually get after them.
So true.
And then maybe you are just feeling really burnt out and your life is feeling monotonous. Spice something up. Do something to give you a little bit of a change of routine. Maybe you wake up an hour earlier, like Catherine said. Maybe you try something different in the morning. Maybe
do your work in a different coffee shop.
Yeah, like change your environment a little bit. Do something to spice it up and make it feel a little less monotonous, and then you may be inspired to kind of have that motivation again. And then finally, try to do things to refind your inspiration and motivation without the pressure to even do the things right away, but just spark that inspiration, whatever that is to you. You know, listening to music and podcasts, reading books, spending more time with yourself, getting outside more, moving your body, making a vision board, prioritizing self-care, whatever those things are that help you connect with yourself, re-spark that inspiration and motivation are ultimately what's going to help you, you know, bring that back, get out of the slump, and stay really consistent in the long term. Well, thank you guys for listening.
Hope you got something out of that episode, either for now or switching your mindset up for the future if you do encounter a slump, which, like, it's not a slump. It's maybe just life. Move on.
It's just life. And life is okay. Life is allowed to come in waves.
Again, thank you for listening. Show notes below have links to our Instagrams, TikToks, the podcast Instagram and TikTok, and of course you can always follow, leave a rating on Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen. Thank you guys again for listening. We can't say it enough. And we'll see you guys on
Monday. Bye.
Bye.
By the way, it's at Caroline Kinnean, at Catherine Kinnean, and at Girls with Ghost Pod.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.